All right, David Villeman, here we are at the Moto Concepts Yamaha Media Day. You are the team manager. How's it going?
Doing really well. I'm really happy with the program. We're here today to present the bikes, the riders, and pretty much everything for the season. We actually have everything ready. We could go race tomorrow. So mm-hmm. I'm happy with that. It's been a long 3 months, long and short, but a lot of work to get everything ready to go. Mm-hmm. But we did it.
What, you know, this is your first year as a manager. What's something that's come up that you had no idea about? Like that you, like what are you, or what are you devoting your time to that you never realized you would have to do, you know, as a manager?
I don't think there's anything.
Here we go.
No, I don't think, you know, I was prepared mentally. Mm-hmm. There was a few things to fix, you know, to when I got there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and pretty much we kept all our sponsors and, you know, we only added Tommy Hahn to the program, but we had to sign everything. All our contracts were due. Nothing was ready to go. So pretty much dealt with all of our sponsors, our riders, and, you know, traveled with Kyle to the Euro races as a prep. And it's going good. But like I said, it's a lot of work. There's a lot of stuff going on, you know, by, right. you know. The tent, the semi, the
yeah.
truck driver, the mechanics, the every day at the shop. You know, there's always something, you know.
Right. Lots of times, I'm not going to name any names, but I've had some managers that are ex-racers that aren't any good because you guys, as racers, have everything taken care of for you. But I've always thought you would make a good manager, even when you were, you know, a top rider in the sport. Why is that? Is it just the way your dad brought you up, your mom and dad brought you up? Why are you better than, say, any other fast racers that are managers?
Not really sure, but what I know is I did not have a mechanic all the way until I was maybe 20 years old. Mm-hmm. So my dad wasn't a mechanic, and I was working on my bikes during the week. Like I was bicycling in the morning or walking on bikes, going riding, and washing my practice bike. I was always in the shop at the house and doing stuff, and I was involved in the racing. Seems like I see a lot of Americans as amateurs, the top amateurs, they don't really do much.
Right.
They show up at Loretta Lynn's, the bike's there, you know, they fly. It's a different world from what I've known.
Right.
You know, and I think I said something to my friends and to my dad. I think all the years I spent in our little shop in France helped me so much on this new job, maybe more than my 10 years of pro career in the U.S.
Like,
I think I learned more with my dad and working on bikes and developing stuff with them back in the day than actually racing, really. So I'm thankful for that. Of all the experience, not as past racer, but mm-hmm. as past, you know, kid growing up. And when I was 8 years old, I was changing my top and on the 60s.
So,
you know, I liked it, and my dad made me do it, and he thought it was a good idea for me to know everything, how a carburetor was working and how a suspension was working, just to tell him what to do to mm-hmm. make it better. So I think, and also, I love a strategy. And I'm a big fan of fantasy soccer league and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like, so I'm also as a managing stuff is one of my passions. So, you know, it's been good. And so far, so good. I'm sure I'm going to make mistakes and forget stuff. And, you know, mm-hmm. hopefully that won't be big and it won't affect the riders.
Like tightening the front brake caliper.
Yeah, like, something like that. Right. It's not really my job, but, you know, some sort of things, yes.
What kind of manager are you going to be, do you think, as a rider? Are you going to, I mean, because let's face it, you've won, you know, everything there is to win as far as races, nationals and supercrosses and big bikes and small bikes. I imagine if a racer comes in and gives you an excuse, you're going to know right away whether it's going to work or not, that excuse, right? Because you've been there, done that.
Yes, I've been there, done that. I, you know, it's difficult because I'm not really a kind of guy to be sugarcoating stuff.
Right.
You know?
And yes, I would agree with that.
And it's sometimes in my sound arrogant or, you know, whatever. But I'm here to make the program better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've tried so many parts, so many stuff on the dirt bike that any of our guys would ever try.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of went around it. You know, the bikes are still the same, you know. And but yes, I it's gonna be tough for me to maybe to keep
bite your tongue a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, to keep my composure of, to deal with riders and stuff. But you know, they've been nice so far. And you know, the thing what they need to realize, and that I'm not against them. I'm here to make the Moto Concepts looks good.
Right.
Look good, and I'm here to make the program better. And I'm here to help the guys just mm-hmm. to do the best they can and to ride at their full potential. So when I say something, I hope and wish they could help, they could listen and maybe give it a try,
right,
and see if, from see themselves if it's better or not.
And what are your expectations for Chisholm, Hahn, and Freeze? Like, what do you think they should do? Where are they going to be?
The goals are different for all the riders,
right.
You know. I'm sure they have set goals, you know. I don't mm-hmm. want them to be dreaming about, you know. There's a saying from Oscar Wilde that I love, is says ambition is the last refuge of failure. I think you don't want to have too big of ambition, mm-hmm. you know, or actually say to the press or to me, oh, I'm going to be winning, I'll be on the podium.
Right.
You have to have goals, high goals, but not too much. And you have to be 100% ready. You know, I can say all day I'm going to be champion, but it doesn't matter if you don't put the work you need
right.
to be, you know. So, like I said, the goals are, let's start with Vince. I think it's his Mike's choice to have Vince in the team, and we're helping him to we give him the best bike we can,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything. So for him, you know, I want him to be in the main every weekend, and then when he's in the main, just it's a bonus, you know.
Yep.
The other guys, you know, they're on paper or top 10 guys. Last year they were top 10, 8 or 9 or 10 or something around there.
Mm-hmm.
I think this year be more difficult. It's more guys,
right.
You know, there's guys moving up. There's guys that are healthy, ready to race. I think it's going to be difficult, but, you know, if you put my two guys in top 10, I don't know, I might be happy.
You'd be happy?
Yeah.
All right, thanks.